Okay, so we're continuing in the Rashba. We're doing the Medrash by Og and Moshe on Nun Ches and the Rashba. Yeah. So the pasuk is. Let's just go back to the pasuk for a minute. So it's after they defeated Sichon. Right. Then he says, "Vayifnu v'yalu derech haboshan v'yetzi og melech haboshan akrosam uvuchol amo lemilchoma edrei vayomar Hashem el Moshe al tiro oso ki v'yodcho nasati oso ves kol amo ves arzo yosis lo kashir yosis lo sichon melech hamori sheyoshev v'cheshbon." So that's what the Gemara is going on. That's what it means, as Rashi explains. What does it mean when it says the Medrash in Nida? It says Milamed. Yeah, mi teshuvaso shel Kodesh Baruch Hu atar makir masha belibo shel oso tzadik. So since it says, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe al tira," so you see that Moshe had a fear, right? So that's what the Gemara is explaining over there. Nida, what was his fear? So Rashi says it here. Rashi on the spot. He says, "Shehoya Moshe yorei lihilochem shema tamod lo zechuso shel Avram shenemar vayavo hapolit hu og Shepolat min a refoim shehiku a kedol omer v'chaverav ba'ashros karnayim. He learns it's different polit of the marble, but that was Moshe's fear. So it's interesting. Joey was you were asking last week, why would he be afraid if he did it for he was doing it for himself, right? So it's funny. So the Klei Yochor says that at that time Moshe didn't know why he did it. We only say that, right. I think it was the Klei Yochor. He says, Yomashe Makshim Kan Echaya Yore Mizuchus Ze Adarab Hare Bosos Man Hayachote. Rav Mori, ki kavanoso hayu kedi she yihoreg Avram, v'yisahu asar, k'mo shpirish Rashi sham. Ein ze kushya, ki Rashi piresh kain l'fi ha'emes, shere sof kol davar kol nishma, shelo hoi lo zechus ze. He's saying an amazing thing. He says Rashi is learning from hindsight that the zechus didn't help him. Vim kain sof ha'mochiach she kavanoso hayu solara v'lo l'tova. So Rashi's deducing that it was a bad intent because the zechus didn't help him. Of Moshe, adayin lo hayodeh sof adavar, v'hayasover shelo tovasam niskavin lahatzil aslot al kain hayyorei pin yamod lo zechus zeh. That's the way he's learning. He's learning that Moshe himself thought that he was doing it for the good, and therefore he had a zechus. He says a fantastic darshan, the Klei Yochor. So he says, no, that's the answer. Al tira oso ki biyodcho nosati oso. So he says, v'hayelo lomar ki biyodcho etain le'abo. Should have said ki nosati etain. All right. Alpisha matas Hashem doma ki luhoya kvar nesuna, because that's very common to say it like that. That you know, it's like it's done. Mikom makom b'makom sheyesh lefarsho kepshuto ein sorach befirish ze ubir hadavar shemei oz mekedem kvar nasati oso biotcha ki mi olam luhoya lo shum zuchus ubamaisa hu haya near dafad. Something like that. And he's the clay yoker. So, right? He's saying a funny thing. He's saying, why is it kibiyadcha nasatiyo? So we should have said etin. So even though we always say that things that Hashem is saying in the future, it's like it's done, so it's okay to use the word nosati about a future thing. He says, but still, whenever you can get the pshat straight, you don't rely on something like that. So therefore he wants to say that was Moshe's problem, that maybe Og was doing it for a good reason. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, it's nosati. He was a Rasha from back then, and there's nothing to worry about. But this is against the Rashba. Right, it's against the Rashba, because the Rashba is saying he did have a zechus, and Moshe needed to get his triple zechus together in order to defeat him. Right, but the Klei Yarko is bothered by your question, so he wants to say, "Ein Hachanami." He's saying, but he's saying an amazing thing. I mean, he's saying "Ein Hachanami." What if he really did it for the right reason? Then Moshe wouldn't be able to defeat him.
Is he also saying that?
But the Sifsei Chachamim learns the other way. He learns that even though he did it for his own reason, it still is. It still has an idea of his chus. So he says, "Vim toma sifsecham vim toma lo niskaven halo lo niskaven rak ra." Right, same thing. Says, "Vyesh lom mikom mikom kevin shezuchus hatzola bo'o al yodo." Right. So he wants to say the other way, that even though he had a kavana l'ra'ah, that doesn't defeat your zechus necessarily. That doesn't defeat the zechus. Now we don't know how the Rashba is learning. I mean, we don't know. We don't know if Rashba is just taking plain shot in the pasuk, not going into the idea of whether he was had an evil intent or not. Or he's learning like the Sifsei Chacham. I mean, it's besides the point exactly in the Rashba. But that's an interesting question. But the Rashba's point is he had a zechus, and because of that, Moshe was worried. Okay, so let's go into that a little. So yeah, so let's take that up again a little more carefully. All right, so our question was, we're trying to understand what was the zechus of Og? I mean, certainly it was that he was saving, he went to save Lot. So forget about the fact that it's maybe he had an ulterior motive. But that certainly is the source of the zechus, that he benefited, that he came to tell Avram something that was in Avram's interest, because he was concerned about Lot. And that zechus, they're learning, is going to cause a problem for the Jews for Moshe to battle to defeat Og in on the way to Eretz Yisrael. So how is that? What is the nature of that zechus, and how could it negate the zechus of Klal Yisrael? Yeah. So what do you want to take up? So let's take the first question first. What is that zechus? What's the idea of the zechus that he's going to have a zechus Avram? And that should protect him. I guess it's a question. What do we mean in general? Zechus of zechus from Avram? Zechus from someone else? What do we mean by that? Like he's banked some credit. So he says, for instance, he says that the Klal Yisrael really were only coming through, not on their own, lo bitzid kosam, rak mitzad zechus ha'avos. Right, saying, you have to understand, their whole right was from the avos, not because they were really just, not because they really deserve to be taken out and given the land. It was just really to fulfill Leman Hokim es Hadovar Shir Nishba Hashem Lavasecha La'avram Litzakul Yaakov, right? And he quotes the Medrash here. The Medrash says, why'd you take, it says, Goy Mikerev Goy. It doesn't say, Am Mikerev Goy. Okay? But they were both the same, basically. They were both the same. So that's why the, that's why it says, so why'd they take this group out of these? Im Kein Lo Yisra Midas Hadin Nesuna Sheyigalu Yisrael Mimitzrayim Le'olam. So really, there was no intrinsic sechus in Klal Yisrael. They didn't have the merit. There was no din that there was an injustice. There was no justice per se. He's saying in redeeming this people from this nation from that nation, this guy from that guy, because the way they were more or less. Equal, right? What do you say? Elu of the Avazar, Elu of the Avazar. Why are you taking one from the other? So the only reason was Zechus Avos. Was because of the Shua to Avram, to the Avos. That this people happens to be the ones that will fulfill the Shua to Avram, Yisroel, and Yaakov. But that's why Moshe was worried, because he's saying it's not really from them. It's not that they are a righteous nation. So they're only going insofar as there is a zechus to Avram. So now if Og has a zechus to Avram, a zechus from Avram, so maybe we won't be able to negate it. And then what will happen? All right, so Avram Zuchus will have to come out another time. Just like Hashem was going to destroy all of Klal Yisrael and start over from Moshe, that still would have been fulfilling the promise to the Avos. So there are other ways to do it. So maybe this wouldn't work. Maybe you wouldn't be able to defeat Og. I mean. Even though you have a zechus, doesn't mean you have a free pass. I mean, even in this week's parsha, we saw that Moshe himself was almost killed because he failed to do Mila on his way down to Mitzrayim. I will have happened to the whole Geula. Harbe shluchim l'makom. So you can't just say, you know, well, it has to be, and we're gonna succeed over here. You have to use your intelligence and your chachma, but it's an amazing thing that it shows you the degree that Moshe held, the degree the Torah is saying that the whole geula was really totally just on the zechus of the avos, not on the I mean, it's over and over again in the psukim, many psukim. Right, not lo b'tzidkas. Right, and in this one, there are a few psukim like that. Right, not because of your tzidkas, not because of the richness of them, but it's really because of the ava of the avos. So therefore, he held that it's not so simple that they should be able to defeat Og, who also had a zechus of Avram. And he says that is exactly what Og had in mind. That he said, "Achash ein koach umazos im riboy ha'am." They're not strong militarily. They only are coming rock mitzad zechus avosom. That's the only reason that they're victorious so far. Ani kvar kadamti lem bezechus Avram. So what does he mean? He's kadamti lem. It's interesting. And the rest of the drasha, he goes on to explain that really, in terms of a military battle, Og definitely would have defeated Klal Yisrael. In terms of military strength, there was no contest. He definitely would have beat them. And his only concern was, so therefore, his concern was they would have zechus avos on their side, so he held he could negate zechus avos, and that's what Moshe was afraid of. So the only way they would win is zechus avos. Okay, well, actually, Moshe had a secondary plan, but let's just get back to the question. So what was the zechus avos? What was the zechus Avram of Og? I mean, I guess you can't minimize what Lot did. You have to, you know. It wasn't like he just... It was a long, long... it was a very difficult thing for him to do. To escape and run all the way to Avram. It wasn't just a simple thing.
Why is that itself such a major thing for Avram?
Yeah, so Dave is asking, what is the whole idea of Avram and Lot to begin with? What is their... What's Avram's... concern with Lot? Is it that he just really cares about the guy, and therefore it's a zechus to Avram because it's like just a favor of something that he's interested in, or is it that Lot represents a certain idea of Avram's? I mean, he was like somewhat of a protege of Avram. He did carry to Sodom certain midos, albeit in a certain in a watered down form, but he did have the imprint of Avram, and he certainly, I'm sure, was known as coming from the teaching of Avram. But in that sense, it's somewhat more that Avram was concerned with. But then you're going to say it's more like Avram is concerned with his own shame. You know what I mean? So you say that Avram knew that someone associated with him is going to affect the perception of him. And that would, if Lot were to fail, it would be it would diminish from his shame, and his shame is what he stands for, and therefore. It's not a zechus so much to the person of Avram, but to the philosophy of Avram. And therefore he's saying, Og, by coming and Avram coming and saving Lot was a big was certainly a big boon to his whole he was like he became like an ummah. I mean, it was like an ummah of Avram. I think the Ramban said he had currency. He had like a certain there was a certain shame of the whole society that he was building. And if Lot would go and fail and just be swept away with Sodom, it would be a it would diminish the stature of Avram. So in that sense, Og really did help to establish a certain amount of the philosophy and the ideas of that Avram was trying to establish. So in a certain sense, Og was very was instrumental in all the events that in the events that followed when Avraham went down and defeated the kings and made a tremendous Kiddush Hashem over there. But after he defeated those, it showed a certain idea that it added to his stature, that Avraham with a small group, everyone knows what he stood for. He was able to defeat them, and he didn't take anything from them, and he just did it on a certain philosophical plane to rescue his nephew, who was part of his philosophy, and it was considered a tremendous victory. I mean, nearly miraculous. The four kings that defeated the five kings, so strong and powerful. And Avram with the 300 and one person, whatever it is, was able to go in and and reverse their whole military victory. certainly was a tremendous a tremendous event that increased Avraham's stature and recognition, and just the interest in him. I'm sure it created a lot of people drawn towards him and therefore his ideas. That was Maki Tzedek that came out. He made his mistake over there, though.
Yeah.
So maybe that was Og's Cheshbon, so to speak, over here. That he held that he really was part of the beginning of the of Avram. You could say that was a transformative period that was transformative events that really put Avram on a tremendous entered him into a very, you know, a different level of geopolitical recognition. And Og held that he has a zechus in those initial events came about because of what he informed Avram. That was, he said, this group is really coming as a result, and they're only really surviving because of their association with Avram. They themselves are nothing. Says, I kvar kadamti. Why? Because I was there to help bring about I helped in the events that really shaped Avraham's whole society. Helped to bring about the greatness of Avraham, helped to spread the shame of Avraham. And therefore, I have just as much as a chus as they do. Because I was there. Kedamti. What does it mean, kedamti? I was there. I helped Avraham become the head of a big nation. So now, they're coming in just as the result of that. That's their only zechus. But I was there at the establishing. I was there. I had a hand in bringing it about. So who's greater? Who has a greater zechus? The guy who helped bring the whole thing about? Or the offspring that don't really have anything to do with it, just happen to be descendants of that person? And if not this group, it'll be another group. So this group... whatever remnant of this group will have more children, and they'll continue. This group is no different than that group. Then this generation is no different than the next generation or the generation after that. Intrinsically, they don't have any zechus. It's only because they're from Avram. So why? So let this generation pass. The next generation will be from Avram. But me, I'm the guy who helped him. There's no replacement for me. Because he was a primary Zechus Avram, and they're just basking in the glory of Avram. I mean, they're just by association. He had a greater zechus. And if there's a zechus in being associated with Avram, then he held that there should be a zechus in helping Avram be who he was. Not himself personally, but in terms of the events that helped to shape the godless of Avram. And Moshe didn't think it was a bad argument. So it was a good argument. And he held, it's difficult to come and say, I should win a battle because of a zechus of Avram against somebody who really helped to give this nation their whole zechus. In other words, it's like, the question over here is, what if Avram hadn't done that? Would that have made a difference in the zechus avos that they had? Well, no, Avram was who he was, and what's the difference if he did that or not? Their zechus is being related to him, and he is who he is, regardless of whether he fought the four kings or not. So can't say, so how are you going to say that Og helped Avraham, which in turn helped Klal Yisrael? Didn't Klal Yisrael just maybe helped Avraham, because Avraham's own mission was to spread the truth as far as he could. But their relationship is just, their zechus is just the fact that they're from Avraham. And whether Avraham made a big Kiddush Hashem over there or not wouldn't have made a difference to their zechus avos. I think David is right, though. In other words, that's like the Rambam says by the Nisayon, right? So what is the idea of Akedas Yitzchak? Right? It's a big, well-known machlokus, Rambam and the Ramban. What is the idea of what's the benefit of a Nisayon? They both have the same question, right? What's the benefit of the Nisayon? God knows Avraham's nature already. He'd be the same Avraham whether he did the Nisayon or not. I mean, his level of Avas Hashem either is such that he could do it or such that he can't do it. What's the purpose of putting him through that test? It's not a Bechira question, right? So the Ramban's idea is it was beneficial to him to do, personally. Like, there's a difference between the Koach and the Poel. Okay, whatever. But the Rambam's answer is it's a limud for other people. Right? Correct? It's a limud for other people. So, in that sense, you could say the similar thing over here, that when Avraham, whatever Avraham did, you could argue he would be the same whether he did it or not. But what he's identified with is not the same to the Hamon. What he's associated with and what it's shown, the perfection of people who are associated with the proper ideas, what they can do and what they and the behavior that they stand for, that would not have been known without having certain events occur, right? So the zechus avos is that we are a people who follow and emulate the avos, and we associate their lives with perfection. So therefore, the events of their lives are very important to us, because it demonstrates for us ideas that we should be following. And if Avram hadn't done certain things in his life, we wouldn't know what the hidden perfections would have demanded. We wouldn't know what behaviors the perfected person does, and what types of hashkocha are available to that type of a person. So it's true, we would be the same B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And if you look at, see, it really depends on how you look at the idea of the zechus, I guess I'm trying to say. If you look at the zechus like a genetic thing that passes through, so then you're right. Whatever he had would pass through anyway, right? But if you look at the zechus of like ki adativ asher yitzaves, you know, base the like he says, I know he's gonna teach his children in a certain derech, and people who a nation that grows that is raised with a patriarch whose life is a limud, that itself is a zechus, because they are now somewhat acculturated to certain ideas. They're somewhat by even without the over perfection, even without having the actual perfection, is a certain model of what it is. And the association with that kind of a person is a zechus, because their lives will, their continuing to exist brings to the world, continues the knowledge in the world of the lives of the avos. So whatever Avraham did at that time, everything that he was able to do at that time continues through the nation that bears his name. So that really is the zechus avos that we have. So therefore, the greater the limud of Avraham's, the greater the limud of the events of his life, the greater zechus we have in being able to perpetuate it. We can't perpetuate a hidden philosophy that was existed in the perfection of Avram. We can only perpetuate the things that are that are demonstrable and we can point to and relate to in a more tangible way. So in that sense, you could say that just like the Akedah continues to give us a greater zechus than if it hadn't occurred, even though the perfection of Avram would not have been any different, so too this demonstration of a person who is an Eved Hashem and who is a person of truth does to protect the way he acts in the Milchama to save Lot. That is a certain idea that we can, that we as Bnei Avram can perpetuate. So in a certain sense, it does help. In a certain sense, it does help. And it seems that it's interesting because, so what was Moshe's idea? So he said that Moshe was, it's a funny thing with this drasha, because it says, because Hashem says, don't be afraid, right? Al tira also. But it's funny because that Moshe, the Medrash though, the way he's explaining the Medrash is that Moshe didn't take it completely. He wasn't totally secure in that, because Moshe, or at least he interpreted it, that it's an interesting thing. He's not interpreting it like the Klei Yarkar, this Rashba. He's interpreting it that Moshe understood that he has a greater zechus than Og, because it says he took three things. He took his zechus, that the Ten Amos, the zechus of Klal Yisrael, and the zechus of Avos. And with that, he was able to defeat the zechus of the steps of Og that he took because of Avram. So what is the three? What's the three together? Let's just understand that for a minute. What does it mean he came with the zechus of himself, Klal Yisrael, which was the hammer, and then the jumping, Ten Amos, which was the which he says is the Avos? What does that mean, the three? I thought he said a minute ago that the Klal Yisrael didn't have a zechus. They're only coming with zechus Avos. Right? So what does that mean now? So I think this has to do with what we discussed a few times already. It seems to be an important theme. That Moshe knew. It's not a kasha, because Moshe says, I'm coming with zechus avos. That's the ultimate purpose of here, to fulfill the shvua that was promised to Avram, that there'll be a nation that inherits the land. But Moshe's idea was that what that nation is also important, right? I mean, not just a nation that comes from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Ultimately, the idea is that they should inherit the land and live a life of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, right? It's not just that. That really is the zechus avos, that they can ultimately live a life that reflects the philosophy and the ideas of that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov brought to the world. So therefore, Moshe understood that there's a zechus in him personally and in this group in fulfilling the idea of the zechus avos. Meaning to say like this, that if it were another group with another leader, it wouldn't have the same impact, or it wouldn't be as as capable of fulfilling the ideas of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because this group is special because they just came out of Mitzrayim, and they witnessed the Nisim v'Neflos firsthand. And Moshe was unique as a leader, so he held that the zechus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov has a special fulfillment in this group that experienced the Yitzias Mitzrayim, and together with himself as a unique kind of a leader, and therefore he held that that would be Soser Og. Because that's Soser Og's claim, that there's nothing special about this group, because they're just coming Midin Zchus Avos. Saying it's true, ultimately, there's Zchus's Zchus Avos as a secondary, and they're just somewhat accidental to Zchus Avos. And Og said, I have a more intrinsic right to Zchus Avram. But Moshe understood in the Altira that the Zchus Avos has a special, unique fulfillment in this group that can't be fulfilled simply by any other group. So that's what he's saying, that even with the zechus of Og, he held that you can't, still is not true just to say that this group at this time is nothing special and any other group can replace it. That's what he held, Altira, that the experience of this group and you as the leader will put them in a unique situation to fulfill the zechus avos. So it could be like this, that Og held that people will look at the whole event of him escaping the battle and coming to Avraham as part of the like a hashkacha for Avraham. And that whole thing, that one guy was able to slip out and ran to tell him, that itself is part of the whole legacy of the events that followed. And so to now to have him be destroyed would be somewhat that idea. But what was mistaken though is that if it's destroyed by the establishment of the true expression of Avram, it shows that he really was just an accidental component. I mean, it's not a stira. It's not a stira. Right, it just shows he's accidental. In other words, he thought they were accidental because they just happened to be the ones who come from Avram. But the truth is that it was showing that he's accidental because he just happened to be, he just happened to help Avram. But the greater zechus are the ones who really embody the identity of Avram. And that's what Moshe was saying this group under my leadership could be the true embodiment of Avram. That definitely is greater than somebody who is just accidentally associated with events that helped Avram succeed. In other words, the idea of zechus is not a payback for helping. You understand? That's apparently Og's. It's not a payback for helping. It's the whole zechus comes from the ability to perpetuate and establish the ideas of Avram. So it's true, there is a zechus for helping him be able to do that. And Moshe didn't negate that idea. But the fact that they're able to actually embody those ideas, that's able to defeat the zechus of Og in helping Avram become known.
And Moshe didn't know that idea until Hashem told him.
Apparently that was Moshe's doubt, whether there's something unique in this situation to be Mekayim's Zchus Avos in a special way that can't be achieved otherwise. If it could be achieved otherwise, then why would then Zchus Avos wouldn't help? Zchus Avram wouldn't help. Because Zchus Avram wouldn't, if Zchus Avram doesn't demand this, then it shouldn't negate the Zchus Avog. So if Zchus Avram says, well, it can happen this way, another way, 300 other ways, so then that shouldn't take away the Zchus Avog. But Hashem was saying, no, I'll tira, because this has to be. This group and you are the way to really establish the identity of the ideas of Avram in perpetuity, and therefore Og, as even though he was in the beginning, doesn't help because ultimately there's two types of zechus. There's a zechus of a because you were an ozer, or then there's a zechus because you are a Mekayim of Avram. So Og was a helper. So that's a certain zechus. There's no question about it. But the zechus of this generation was greater because they were actually going to be Mekayim the identity. Yeah. Right. Now the truth is that's what we did in the other drushes. Hashem offered to wipe them out and let Moshe start over.
Yeah.
He had good reason to think. Right. Right. Yeah. Okay, and then he just goes through the rest. He says, the Gemara says, if you see the Evan that Og threw, that he wanted to throw, you make a bracha, right? So he just goes through to show that that the mashal is not literal. But there was truly tremendous military might on Og's side, and he really had tremendous ammunition. But the Evan is not the har. The har is a mashal. The har is a mashal for Avram. Because it doesn't say if you see the har that he wanted to throw. It says if you see the evan that he wanted to throw. So that shows you that the har and the evan are not the same thing. The evan is the reality of the physical military might. But that's not what the Medrash is indicating. The Medrash is saying he wasn't coming with only the physical. He was coming with the zchus Avram. That's why he calls it the har. The Medrash says, if the Gemara says, if you see the har that he wanted to throw, then it would undermine the whole pshat. But he says the raya that it says the evan. Of course, he did have a tremendous koach, and he was mechin avonim gedolos lizrok olam, right? And he says it would have been impossible for them to withstand that. But the ikar was his zechus Avram. He was secure in his zechus Avram. It's an amazing thing. I mean, that's Joey's question. Was he just deluding himself? How secure he was in the Zechus of Avram. I told you, I think it was a Chassam Sofer, a different pshat. I mean, an interesting pshat also that. That because he held it was the Eretz of Lot that he was in. And therefore he would have a Zechus to that. Now, there's no question. I mean, it's Dover, it's Meisim B'chol Yom. People do a small thing, and they take tremendous credit for it, right? And they always say, "I was the guy who gave him that idea to begin with. I should, you know." But I think it must be that Og became known for that also, and Moshe may be held because in the eyes of the world, he did have that identity. There was some reality to it. No matter what his motivations were, there's a certain, it would have been, just like Lot had a certain identity in the world because of Avraham, Og also had a certain identity because of Avraham. And there's a reality to the perception. I mean, that's that's the whole arena we're dealing in, is the best way to bring out the ideas of Avraham, and the way is how people relate to certain things. So Og felt very secure. He was known as a big hero who helped to establish his victory in this war. And like I said before, whatever his motivation was, he definitely put himself out. It wasn't an easy... he didn't just text Avram, "Hey, Lotz." And he had to run. And who knows? Days under all kinds of circumstances, he finally gets there and gives him the message. I mean, it wasn't... easy for us to sit here and minimize what Og might have done, But so I'm not talking about his motivation, just what he actually did. And he didn't. And so he must have been living off of that reputation, and he had that reputation, and there was a reality to that. I mean, certainly, his cheshbon was that I'm known as the guy who helped him get started, and it wouldn't be right for them to turn on me like that, to double cross me who helped him out from the beginning. That would be a terrible thing. And in the eyes of people, it is a terrible thing. But I think what we're saying now is that that he didn't realize, though, that he's the one who's going against. He could have just let them go through. You know what I mean? But he thought that he has a special schus now himself. But the truth is, it only was insofar as he was helping Avram. And now that he's trying to prevent him, his nation from being established, that schus is gone against this group. All right, I don't want to get too far ahead.